Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, made to love. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala puts a new spin on an amazing heritage. Find new roads.
Live from New Orleans, Roland Martin. What's going on, Roland?
My people, what's going on? Had a fabulous time down here in New Orleans with the entertainment Maxwell Friday. Uncle Charlie was crazy on Saturday, of course, with New Edition, and then, of course, Janelle Monáe and Beyonce on Sunday. Had a great time. So many of our listeners were down here in New Orleans, and so we want to say thanks to everybody. Ran into, saw, you name it. It was a great, great time. Yesterday, though, you had, of course, the fun stuff taking place, and you had the series as well, and Sybil on the empowerment stage. Essence did something different this year. They brought a bunch of the mothers from New Orleans who have lost children to violence, specifically the young men. And one of the mothers who is leading this effort, because what they have they're doing are challenging the young men in this city when it comes to the violence, is Patrina Peters. She also lost her son to violence. Patrina, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Roland. Good morning.
It's great talking to you again. How important is it for the mothers, just like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, who lost children to drunk driving, for mothers, especially black mothers who've lost children to violence, to come together and say, we need to use our collective voices to put an end to this nonsense? Just this weekend, nearly 100 shot in Chicago over the weekend.
Yes. It's very important. It's very important that we as mothers, we come together on one accord to try to seek to find a solution to try to help save our sons. We're losing too many. We're losing too many. And too many mothers are hurting and laying awake praying for their children to come home. And our children are supposed to come home. It's just not normal. And we have to stand and take on this issue, because it's a huge problem. It's a huge problem.
Mayor Mitch Landrieu is certainly behind the effort. So what specifically are you doing in New Orleans to try to change this trend?
Well, first of all, I thank the mayor for taking on this as personal. And I'm also being a part of and very supportive of the mayor's strategy reduction plan, which is to decrease the murders in New Orleans. And I also speak with the mothers and the young men, trying to get them to change and turn their lives around, because I do believe that they can flip the script.
When you say talk to them, that means, are you and the other mothers going to local community centers? Are you going into schools? Are you going into the jails, things along those lines?
Yeah, I go to the courthouse and speak with the mayor and Chief Surpass and Canizaro and the judges, and speak with the young men, some on parole, some that's incarcerated, and on probation. And we also do Mother's Night, where we go out to different communities, different homes, and we come together and speak with some of the mothers and trying to get some of their ideas and, you know, solutions of what they think and how they feel or what they need to help to
try to solve.
What do
the young men tell you that you're talking to, ma'am, when you go and you say you talk to the people who are imprisoned, and what do they tell you that they need, or how they suggest things might change?
Well, they're crying out for help. They're crying out for help. And they need jobs. They need education. They need training. And the mayor has set forth and going forward with these type of programs to help the young men if they want to change their lives.
You have individuals who are sitting there, and like I said, you see what's happening in Chicago, what's happening in St. Louis or so many other different places. And for you, you lost your son how long ago?
3 years ago, May 26, 2010. And it seems just like right now, today.
It's interesting we talk, Patrina, talk about these mothers crying out. Is for you part of the issue also the fact that you said mothers are staying awake praying for the children to come home, but we don't say fathers are also staying awake?
Fathers are too. Fathers are too. Fathers also has a role in trying to solve these issues. But it's a mother's love is different from a father's love. Fathers has more hardcore than what a mother have. The love a mother have is the softness, the side that we need to bring back out of our young men that they have seemed to have lost. And only the mother can do that.
Patrina Peters, we certainly are sorry for your loss and so many of the other mothers who were on stage with you yesterday at Essence Music Festival. But I certainly believe that when the mothers cry out and stand up, that these young men will listen and will respond. And hopefully we see mothers across the country unite, just like we saw the difference with Mothers Against Drunk Driving. We'll see the same thing when it comes to violence. Thanks a bunch for your story and your work.
Thank you. And I appreciate talking with you. And see you soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, Roland.
Thank you,
Ms. Peters.